Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis is standing by. Already got some feedback from one of you saying, good morning, this is just a pipe dream, all talk from the DDG. Well, let's find out. Jordan, welcome back to the show. To some extent, I would say congratulations is in order. I think you've managed to do what many of your predecessors and some of your colleagues will say is absolutely impossible, which is being able to combine a national and local competency for the betterment of the experience of South Africans. What's your take?
Well, thank you. I think that's certainly how I feel as well. I think it's a really big moment for the country, a sea change in policy. And it builds on some of the other big policy announcements we've seen in freight rail and in Durban Harbour management and the port of Mulga. So one really does get the sense that it's precipitous timing, that there is a policy shift happening. And I just hope that it happens as quickly as possible, that it doesn't take years to realize what the minister has released in this white paper, because it is very, very important, as you say, for the betterment of the living experience of so many people in the country.
Yeah, now it sets some guidelines in terms of that timeline. Amongst them, one, the land transport strategic framework takes effect in 2023, and then separately that over the next 3 years, the policy reforms will include our commuter rail devolution, the finalization of the commuter rail devolution strategy. In the run-up to the election for mayor, our local government elections, I mean, I think this was something that you were always relatively realistic about, that this, you know, might not happen in a single term even, but that the idea was to really point us and, I guess, get us started in that particular direction.
Yeah, exactly. It was about the model change. It's about driving the policy change. But I mean, the policy change seems to have now been achieved. Now we can actually go further than that. I must say, my ambition was to try and push the envelope to drive the policy change, thinking that we might achieve that in the first term. But to have had the policy change so early on is really wonderful. It's great news. And now we can actually push ahead with the actual devolution. And you know, this is where I just have a little worry. I just listened to your interview now with the DDG when he talks about the, you know, finalizing strategy documents and so on. My experience is that these kinds of documents and frameworks can take years to develop, when actually what you need to do is just get on with the job. And I have a lot of regard for what Transnet is currently doing, because they haven't done these long-winded framework documents. They've just got on and put out the tender for the management of Durban Harbour Pier 2, which is the bigger one of the two container terminals, and the port of Mulga. And of course, there's lots of things that you learn in that process. There's some bidders who have objected to some of the conditions and so on, and maybe that will result in a new request for bids being put out. But the fact is, they've just got on and started with the process. And so I hope that we do not spend, you know, several more years talking about how to start getting this done, and that we can actually move with speed. So I will be in touch with the DDG, you know, today, as a matter of fact, and see if we can start setting up a working committee to start working on this.
So I, you know, quite apart from, I mean, just I think the litmus test of that first WhatsApp that we got highlights the justified doubts that many South Africans would have. The policy side of this looks great, and I don't want to for a second undermine how important this is. One, as you say, that the framework is in place, and two, that there's clearly cooperation between these two branches of government. Something that often is touted as if it's not possible, whereas you guys are just being very mature about it. But now the implementation, now that we are a little bit further along in your ambitions than expected, two big things come to mind. One, as we move towards those tender documents and the like, the concern that we might have about corruption, whether the devolution strategy will somehow make sure that a hand of national is still in the pie. And then two, of course, then the operation of our railway. If it is devolved to the cities, can we still rely on SAPs? It hasn't been very successful so far in terms of safety, from passenger safety as well as infrastructure safety of our network.
I think there's a third concern, and I'll address them in turn. The third one is the length of time that it takes to achieve meaningful reform. We've seen this in, for example, the spectrum auction, in the deregulation of the energy markets, that there's you know, very good sounding reform from the president and senior leaders and cabinet ministers, and then it just it stalls. It's abortive attempts. So that's my first concern, and that's what I'll be pushing very hard on. I think the concern around corruption is valid, given what the Zondo Commission found in Transnet and Prasa and so on. And so what we'll just have to do is make sure that any process, any competitive bid process, is as open and transparent as possible, that, you know, maximum public scrutiny is possible for, over the whole process. And certainly, insofar as we are able to effect that, obviously I can't speak for Prasa, but insofar as the city is able to effect that, we will we obviously commit ourselves to that maximum openness. And then, yes, the management model is, of course, the big question mark. This is new terrain for us. And that is the purpose of the detailed feasibility study that we are undertaking from the 1st of July, which is intended to kind of paint a picture for us of how a metro-led management model of the entire system could work, what the detailed costs are likely to be, and how a concession process could feasibly run.
In the meantime, for now, Mayor, let's just say congratulations. It's rare in the first year to get an election promise over the line. And I know this is, you've been running very hard, and looking forward to seeing how this plays out.
Thank you very much. It's a good day for the country, I think.
Indeed. All right. Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis there, our Mayor of City of Cape Town, deflecting the victory lap from himself and giving it to the country. How gracious. All right. We don't have time for my FQ sat right now. We'll pick it up after the news. But continue to let me know your thoughts. Here's one on load shedding time, your perspectives on the best one.
Good morning, Rafiwe. You were asking about the best time for load shedding. And for me, I think it is between 8 and 10 o'clock at night, because you've already had your meal. And I can get a torch. And especially on a beautiful evening when there's no clouds, you've got the Milky Way above your head. You can sit outside and you can read a book. And it's idyllic, except for the fact that the one person on the bottom of the road has got a generator and he insists on running it. Cheers.
I'm sorry, my man. We can't have it all. Let us know at 021-446-0567. What's the best load shedding time for you?